In this tutorial, we will review core measure number 11 of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. The objective for core measure 11 is to generate lists of patients by specific conditions that can be used for research, outreach, quality improvement, and reduction of disparities. As mentioned, the patient list is now. The patient list is now a core measure for meaningful use stage 2. This was previously a menu measure for the stage 1 objectives. The measure requires that each eligible provider successfully generate at least one report listing patients with a specific condition. There are no exclusions available for this measure. All eligible providers must run a report for each of their reporting periods. Reports that were generated in past meaningful use reporting periods cannot be used to satisfy this measure in your current stage 2 reporting period. The eligible provider may run the report for the same problem in each reporting period, but it is very important that each reporting period have its own corresponding report. In MedEnt, a patient problem list can be generated directly from the Meaningful Use dashboard. In the Measures Not Met section, click over the patient list div in the pop-up The pop-up displays options to run and rerun a patient list report, view the patient list report detail, and a link to access the MedEnt manual. Clicking the Run Rerun Report option will forward you to the Report Submission screen. When the Report Submission screen appears, the user can enter the reporting period dates and the appropriate eligible provider that should be run in the report. In MedEnt, there are additional fields available for the report, so your office can create lists, including other criteria, such as a list of patients taking a specific medication. So your office can create lists, including other criteria, such as a list of patients taking a specific medication, or a list of patients with a certain common allergy. Please note that meaningful use stage 2 only requires that the eligible provider create a patient list that includes one problem. Click the problem links to access the problem selection screen. At the problem selection screen, you can use the search field to find the problem that you would like to track on a patient list. When a problem has been added to the selected column, click the OK button on the bottom right corner of the screen to return to the report submission screen. After a problem has been selected, you can click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to run the report and create the patient list. All eligible providers must run the report prior to or during the reporting period. The measure will not be met if a report is run after the reporting period is concluded. The patient list will display each patient diagnosed with the problem you selected. On the button line at the top of the screen, you have the option to print the patient list. You also have the ability to access each patient's chart directly from this screen simply by clicking over the patient's name in the list. After the eligible provider has created at least one patient problem list, the patient list measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. of the Meaningful Use dashboard. After the eligible provider has created at least one problem, after the eligible provider has created at least one patient problem list, after the eligible provider has created at least one patient problem list, the patient list measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Patient List Measure video tutorial. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Patient List Measure video tutorial.